Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make our community such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's your host for East Tennessee Now.
Good morning and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. I'm Michelle Silva. The Knoxville Museum of Art has been a staple in the community since 1961, a place where children, adults, and families alike can come enjoy all kinds of artwork from a wide variety of artists. And this Saturday, the KMA will be hosting its biannual Family Day. It's a free event featuring hands-on art activities, food, live music, and much more. Delana Feliciano joins Darius Williams to talk about this special event, the different exhibits, and all that the Knoxville Museum has to offer. And now, here's Darius.
Good morning. My name is Darius Williams, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. Twice a year, the Knoxville Museum of Art hosts their Family Day, where families are invited to come out and check out some of the cool exhibits that they have on display at the museum, along with live music, face painting, and much more to be enjoyed throughout the entire day. To talk more about it, we have Miss Delana Feliciano of the Knoxville Museum of Art joining us this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain too much. So tell us about the Family Day. I'm assuming this is the first one of 2024, correct?
Yes, it is. So March 16th, Saturday, the Knoxville Museum of Art will host Family Fun Day. It's a lot of fun for the whole family. We have free arts and crafts activities. We have door prizes. We have a live band. This one is going to be the Fountain City Ramblers. So okay. We're excited to have them back. They did it for us a few years ago and coming back around again. We have face painting with Royal Magic Events that we love. We use them most of the time. And the hot dog guy from Dave's Doghouse is going to be selling hot dogs again for us. So we'll have a lot of fun stuff to do. We'll also have some family resources out from the community about different topics. And it's just a fun day to spend at the museum. It's easygoing. It's a nice way to introduce your family to an art museum.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You were telling me that you have a tour coming up about 3 or 4 every week. So for these family days, is it just like the tours with all the kids, or is it smaller, or what's the vibes like?
It's very different from the tours. So the tours are very structured. We work with schools and art teachers to do visits through the galleries and then classes afterwards. But Family Day is a lot more open-ended. It's come and go as you want throughout the day. It goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so you can just stop by for a little while and listen to the music and make artwork based off of our current exhibitions, wander through the galleries, and stay as long or as little as you are comfortable with.
Awesome, awesome. So what exhibits do you have on display this year that the kids can interact with?
Okay, so our permanent collection is always up, but we just refinished our Higher Ground, A Century of the Visual Arts in East Tennessee exhibition. It is historical East Tennessee art from the mid-1800s through around the mid-1900s. It's fantastic. It used to be a little small gallery, and now it is 2 full galleries, so kids can see artists who are from East Tennessee, like the Delaney brothers, and Catherine Wiley, and Adelia Lutz, and really connect with the art history of Knoxville.
Awesome, awesome. So how do you all get access to these pieces?
You mean like how do we get access?
Yeah,
to?
I've been to the museum a few times, and you have a lovely display of paintings and sculptures. I've always wondered, like, how does the museum get these things?
Okay, so some of them were donated to us. Others we have gone out and purchased. So the mission of the museum is to kind of celebrate the artists of East Tennessee and to show our place in the wider art world. And so that really drives how we decide what pieces to bring in. So with our permit collection, either people have donated them to the museum, bequeathed them in their wills, or we've specifically gone out to collect artists who are important to our community and to our story. But then other things, like we have traveling shows that come through, and we have a great curatorial team that looks at a lot of different shows going around the nation, and even international shows, and we bring those in if they connect with our community or with our collection.
Awesome, awesome. So there's actually a team that goes out and like scouts for different pieces?
Yeah, they do. A lot of it is research from home, but they get to go visit other museums and stuff to get ideas. And we have committees and stuff that help do that as well. And it's a lot of fun.
Awesome, awesome. What is your favorite thing about the High Ground exhibition that you had this year?
I love the Catherine Wiley works. They're done in the Impressionist style. And Catherine Wiley, even though she was here in Knoxville, she actually traveled to New York and studied Impressionism during that time period, so the late 1800s to early 1900s. And then she brought that art style back to Knoxville and taught other people.
Awesome, awesome. So does she? Is she still alive? Does she come to the museum at all?
No, she died in the 1950s.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'm way late on that.
Yeah, no. But she's part of our long-term history, and she, of course, influenced other artists who are still around and working as well.
Gotcha, gotcha. So they say, like in the art world, like that your pieces become more valuable after mm-hmm. you go away. So if an artist like makes fantastic work and they're still alive, do y'all just pass on it until, you know, they pass?
No, we actually have a lot of living artists in our collection as well. So we have a contemporary collection. And with that, we really want to focus on how does Knoxville fit into the bigger art scene, the global art scene. And so we have anything from local artists, like teachers at the University of Tennessee or Maryville College, or artists in the community, to international artists from all over the world. And it's really fun. I get to meet a lot of them when they come in to bring their artwork. So mm-hmm. that's always fun.
I've always wondered about that current artist. How does it work getting their artists out? Because I love meeting like local artists and buying their paintings when I can. A lot of them tell them the prices are very, very high. So anytime I can support a local artist, I love to do that. So I was reading about the Thorn Rooms exhibition.
Yes.
What significance does that have to the museum's collection?
Okay, so the Thorn Rooms are a set of 9 miniature rooms set in different periods of history. They're all on a 1-inch to 1-foot scale. So if it's an inch high in the room, it would be a foot high in real life. And the artist, Narcissa Thorne, she made over 100 rooms back in the 1930s and 40s. And most of those went to the Chicago Art Institute because she lived up in Chicago. But back in the 1960s, before we were even the Knoxville Museum of Art, when we were the Dueling Gallery of Art, IBM had a contest to distribute those to other museums through a grant program. And we were one of the museums selected because they felt like Knoxville would appreciate the miniatures as well as the significance of their history. And we really have, they've got their own space in the museum. We actually work with a local miniature guild at holidays. They come in and bring in holiday miniature rooms to go along with ours and add little historical decorations to the rooms that we have. So it's a great community connection, and it's a great way to learn about like past architecture and the way people lived.
Awesome, awesome. I really have been growing a appreciation for different architecture styles. I just got back from Puerto Rico, and they have a lot of Spanish colonial architecture mm-hmm. still up, especially yeah. in the old San Juan area. So in the Knoxville Museum of Art, do you all have any exhibitions or exhibits that showcase the different architecture styles?
It really depends. Like, we've had some in the past that have dealt with architecture and buildings a lot of that falls into the contemporary shows that we have, and the artist is interested in that, and so they show it. But, like, our building itself is a piece of architectural artwork. It is made out of the Tennessee pink marble, and it was designed by the famous American architect Edward Larrabee Barnes. And he, like, I think did a competition to be chosen to be the architect for it. So it was actually built to be a museum, which is kind of unique for a lot of museums.
That is really cool. I figured there had to be a special story behind the design of it, because I live right across the street from the museum, so I see it every day. And just the aesthetics of it, inside and out, is beautiful. Plus, you all have all events like the Family Day, of course. Went to a few events there myself, and it's a vibe.
Yeah.
There's no other words to say for it. The museum is a vibe, and I'm glad I just learned something new. I did not know that was a purpose behind that. In addition to Family Day, you also host Second Sunday art activity.
Yes.
How long have y'all been doing that?
Pre-COVID. We started Second Sunday probably 8+ years ago. I don't quite remember, but yeah, it's a fun day. It's a little bit smaller than the Family Days. It is the second Sunday of every month from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it's just a drop-in art activity. It's just one activity. It'll take you maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most. So you can bring your kids. We let families do it. If you're an adult and you just want to try out the activity, you can come do it as well. But we always relate it to a piece of art in one of the galleries.
Gotcha. So it's actually going to be one this afternoon.
Yes.
So what's today's activity?
Okay, so today you have the option of looking at a piece in our contemporary collection by Annabeth Marks, and it is layered material of different colors on a canvas, but she calls them paintings. So the focus is collage, and you're going to be using tape and different color papers as well as crayons to create your own color collage.
Awesome. That sounds pretty fun. A lot of events are centered around kids. Is there a particular reason why y'all target the youth to get them involved in art?
Well, it's important that kids know that they can express themselves through art, and that art is something that anybody can do. It's very freeing, and it is actually very therapeutic for kids. If they're not good at expressing themselves with words, they can use artwork. I'm one of those kids. And we want kids to build a knowledge and respect and a love of art while they're young, because that's what's going to sustain us for years to come. I mean, if you grew up going to the art museum, you're going to think of that it's important still when you're an adult, and you're going to pass that on to the next generation. And our job is to preserve art for generations to come so they can appreciate it and learn about it. And so by instilling that at a young age, the adults are going to carry that legacy on. Yeah. And it's just part of a beautiful cycle of, you know, we have families that they came as kids, and now they're bringing their kids, and, you know, they're starting to bring their grandkids now, and so it's really lovely to see that.
So you're planting seeds.
Yes.
It's always good. And I like how you said that, just keeping as far as the generations, because I feel like just as humans, art has always been like a benchmark of the time periods, of the time.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Mona Lisa that was painted in a very long time ago.
The Renaissance.
Michelangelo, and, you know, all these historic Renaissance arts, and modern art, like Andy Warhol, and things like that. You know, I feel like that's always been benchmarks of the time period, and it's lovely to hear that it's still going, you know. So I definitely need to take another trip to the museum to see what's new in the art world. You know?
Yeah, if you want to come by, I'll show you around.
Lovely. So what is, like, the current style of art that, because I know, like we said, the Renaissance, and then we had Andy Warhol back in the 50s and 60s, and so, like, right now in the 2020s, what is, like, the style that's popular right now for those who aren't hip to modern art?
That's a hard one. So, like, modern art goes back to, like, the 40s and 50s. Contemporary art is really, like, a broad term that covers anything that's currently being done. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of variety. I would say that we're seeing a lot of realism come back, mm-hmm. But we're also seeing a lot of, like, how do I describe this? It's not that it's necessarily made digitally, but it's inspired by digital work. We see a lot more virtual pieces to exhibitions, paintings where the artist has worked out the theme and the composition within a computer and then hand renders it later. Mm-hmm. We see photography being manipulated through computers to create a whole new aspect of how you can view it, and colors and layering. Collage, I think, has had a big resurgence because you have all this past ephemera that people can input into new pieces. So you might recognize, you know, a piece of old art that's been placed in a new collage piece, and it has a whole new meaning now.
Right.
So kind of taking old and making it new, but also exploring, like, new technology.
Right. I see on the internet a lot, on my feed, they'll have artists who will take, like, a pane of glass and a nail and a hammer and just, like, chip away and, like, make portraits out of, like, the cracks in the glass, or, like, dominoes, make a face, like a Albert Einstein out of a bunch of dominoes and stuff. Have you ever had people come in during events like this and do, like, crazy wonders of art out of, like, absolutely nothing?
We have. So not necessarily, like, as to be a permanent part of the museum, but we do have a lot of local artists as well as regional artists come in and do, like, performance art pieces. I think a couple of years ago we had a guy come in and draw to music, and he would, I think, lay on the canvas and use his whole body, like, with pencils in his hands and feet and everything, and move to the music, and then there was a finished piece at the end.
Oh, wow.
So that's fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was, like, watching videos like that, and he's like, how do you figure out that you can do something?
Yeah.
Like that, you know, because a lot of those things, like, you know, we've all taken art class in school, you mm-hmm. know, painting, clay molds and things like that. How do you know that you can make Albert Einstein out of dominoes?
Yeah. A lot of thought and mental theory is what I call it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of artists, they just have this creative thought process that they'll think out something for a long time in their head before they ever make it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, a lot of artists now times can use technology to figure out if something's going to work ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then others, they just experiment and see what they like.
Right. Experimentation is like a science.
Yes, it is.
Art and trial and error.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. How has the invention of AI affected art today?
So, personally, I feel like AI is its own kind of art form that can be a little controversial because a lot of artists worry about it taking jobs away from them. But I think as long as it's used in the proper context, like, you know, this is AI and it's being used for a particular purpose, then it's its own form of artwork. People were scared to death of photos when those first came out, when cameras were first being used, too. They're
right.
Like, oh, nobody's ever going to paint a portrait again if you can take a picture. But
right.
People still do portraits. And it just kind of changes the direction and opens up new fields.
Right. I think with it being so new, of course, people are having their fears about it. Like you said, with the camera, people thought no one would ever get a picture painted anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but I think once they work the kinks out, because we're seeing a lot of, like, AI photos being passed off as real. But I know it's like, if you look at the hands,
the hands is always a dead giveaway.
But I could totally understand because I know with, like, writing scripts or, like, things like that, mm-hmm. I know a lot of writers are worried about AI taking their jobs.
Yeah.
But with the AI art, like, that's also another thing, because you can make animations. Mm-hmm. With AI,
yeah.
Which if you find the more sophisticated softwares, that possibly could, you know, take over. But another thing that I have been seeing is while everything has been moving towards the digital landscape as far as AI, music, everything is streaming now, there has been a resurgence of appreciation for physical media.
Yeah.
So, like, I see people, like we saw Best Buy just discontinued all their physical DVDs. So now people are going out and buying all the DVDs they can. I see on TikTok people are buying CDs. Vinyl records and stuff. So do you think the more that everything goes towards online, the physical art will be appreciated more?
Yeah, I think because we've seen that, especially like vinyl records coming back, I think as things get more digitized, people will appreciate the hand-rendered pieces more and maybe cherish them a little bit more, hold them in a little more high esteem to be like a person made this, you know, completely by their hands. Whereas, you know, AI, yes, somebody put a lot of thought process into making that because it still takes a lot of work. But just that personal touch of the hand-rendered pieces of art, I think people will find those more precious.
Oh, most definitely. I think we'll make it more valuable, too.
Yes.
You know, the real artists will start making more money because of AI.
Yeah. But, you know, support your local artists. A lot of them, if you buy directly from them, you can get really good prices. We have fundraisers every so often. We have one in April where you can come see artwork that's been made in town throughout the week. It's called Artists on Location, and then we sell it as a benefit at the end of the week. So you can get a piece of local art at a pretty good price range.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll definitely have to check that out. Like I said, I love supporting local artists when I can, but I'm all about paying people worth their worth. Sometimes I just don't have it.
That's okay. That's okay. You save up for what you want, and then you enjoy pictures of other stuff, or come visit it for free at the Knoxville Museum of Art.
Oh yeah, for sure. I also wanted to know, how are you guys able to sustain that free entry?
Yeah, so we started doing free admission in 2008, and it was probably one of the best things we've ever done. We saw our attendance double just in like a year, and now we are a lot more than doubled. But we get local sponsors, local businesses or individuals will sponsor monthly admission, so they basically give what we would normally need to take in to keep the museum open. And that's been very helpful. We do fundraisers throughout the year to help support that. We apply for local, state, and national grants. So there's a lot of moving parts behind that. We have a great team of fundraisers at our museum who really help tell our story to local businesses and even individuals who want to donate and help sustain the museum.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So circling back to Family Day, if a young prodigy, baby Picasso or Van Gogh come in, are kids able to get their work on display at the museum?
So in different ways, yeah. So when you come in and do the Family Day projects, of course you get to take those with you, but you get to see what everybody is working on and be inspired by the art in the galleries. But we also have a education gallery, and that hosts a different elementary school every couple of months. We have in the fall the East Tennessee Regional Student Art Exhibition, and that's middle school through high school students. They go into a juried show. We get about 1,000 entries, and we're able to display about 300 of those, and they win awards and scholarships and stuff for that.
Awesome.
And then we have Summer Art Academy, and we've started doing a show of some of the work from those classes as well right after.
Awesome. So even the youth can share a little bit of the spotlight as well. That's amazing.
Yes. We very much want community involvement and to really appreciate the people who make us who we are.
Right. No, for sure. For sure. Is there anything other special details about this year's family or this weekend's Family Day event that people should know about?
Let's see. We will have places like the YWCA and Hal Ross McNabb and the Family Justice Center there, and they're going to have information about just helpful things for families where they can get help if they need it, encouragement and resources. We're doing that to go along with an exhibition called A Brand New End, Survival and Its Pictures. And that's an artist who has worked with a lot of these organizations and taken their archives, their photos and news clippings and stuff, to create an exhibition to tell the story of the workers and the survivals of difficult situations.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds like a very lovely event in store for this Saturday. So if people want to find out more information online, do you guys have a Facebook page, or how can they keep up with different events and information from the museum?
Okay, so we have Facebook, Instagram, we have a TikTok now, we have, I guess it's called X now, old Twitter, we still have that. And, well, of course, our website, knoxart.org, you can go to the events section and find anything that's coming up. And we have an email newsletter that you can get as well. So just go to the website and sign up for the newsletter.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Delaine, I really do appreciate your time coming in and talking about art with me. I love learning about new things, especially with art being an interest that I've taken up. I suck as an artist myself, but I like just looking.
Yeah, you're an art appreciator.
So any opportunity I can learn more about it, I'm always on it. And I can't wait to see other people come out this weekend and learn more themselves at the biannual Family Day this Saturday, 11 to 3 at the Knoxville Museum of Art.
We hope you'll come by and see us.
I most definitely will. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you again to Delaina for joining us this morning and telling us more about the Knoxville Museum of Art and their Family Day that's coming up this Saturday, March 16th from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Knoxville Museum of Art. You definitely have to be there. It's going to be a lovely event, especially if you've never been to the Museum of Art. It is a sight to see, so make sure to go check them out. Thank you at home for listening to us this morning. My name is Darius Williams. This has been another edition of East Tennessee Now.
A big thanks to Delaina for joining us and giving us insight into the world of art. Be sure to take the kids down to the Knoxville Museum of Art for Family Day this Saturday, March 16th. The fun starts at 11, wraps up at 3, so plenty of time to enjoy all it has to offer. Thank you for listening. East Tennessee Now is an MWC production. I appreciate you sharing your morning with me. I'm Michelle Silva, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, East Tennessee Now is available on demand as a podcast from iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make Knoxville and East Tennessee such a great place to live. If you have a suggestion for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27100, Knoxville, Tennessee 37927, or call the studios at 865-525-6000. That's 865-525-6000. East Tennessee Now is a presentation of Midwest Communications Company.